Chapter 15. Forest Fire. Bertolt looked up from the newspaper. Newton was darting around his head, manically flickering and flashing, dive-bombing his face. What is it, Newton? He folded up the newspaper and put it down on his workbench. He'd been reading about Lucretia Cutter's sudden decision to attend the Film Awards. The newspaper confirmed what he'd thought, that in the past Lucretia Cutter had condemned awards ceremonies, refused to attend them because they were vulgar, and she'd even singled out the Film Awards as particularly vacuous. The article's author didn't know why she'd made such a dramatic U-turn, not only attending the awards, but dressing all the actresses nominated for Best Actress. Bertolt wondered if Lucretia Cutter had changed her mind for Novak, but the way Darkus had described her brutal treatment of her daughter made that seem unlikely. She didn't need publicity either. She was really out of the papers. Bertolt scratched his forehead. He couldn't think of one good reason why Lucretia Cutter would want to be part of the movie world. Unless, of course, she didn't. But then why would she be going to the awards? Newton zoomed in front of his face and bumped off his glasses. I'm sorry, Bertolt sniffed. What's the matter? An acrid smell filling his sinuses. Newton, can you smell burning? Newton hovered in front of Bertolt's face, flickering and flashing. Fire! Bertolt cried, reading the Morse code. He ran to the door, yanked it open, and scrambled along the main tunnel to the sycamore tree. He had to get out of Furniture Forest. If it caught light, he'd be roasted alive. He burst out from underneath the foldaway table and stopped dead. The back door of the Emporium was hanging open and a fountain of flames shot out of the manhole. No! He screamed, running to the doorway. A terrible image in his mind of the beetles being burned alive in their teacups. Tears streamed down his face. The smoke was making him cough, and a wave of heat pushed him back. Terrified beetles flew and ran from the doorway, fluttering in the air,